No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The day is here. Today is NBA draft day. Today at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Chicago time, the NBA draft starts. And shortly after that, at pick number 12, we'll know exactly who the Chicago Bulls are finally going to have on their board. We're going to talk a little bit about all the places and outlets and who they have the Chicago Bulls taking on the eve of draft, or on the day of the draft, I should say, and a couple of rumors surrounding Kobe White, Lonzo Ball, and more. We're going to get to everything and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into the content for today, y'all. And let's take a look. We want to take a look at where everyone has connected to the Chicago Bulls on the day of the draft. So we're going to get into that when it comes down to it. So Noah Asenge is the player that we're going to talk about first here. We've talked heavily about him before. Very young, raw prospect. He did measure in at 6'10", barefoot. So that puts him at 6'11", almost 7 foot, with shoes. And that's really good to see that he has that legit size. He's very raw. And the position that he's going to end up playing is a position that we're still trying to figure out. Right? Some have him as a wing long term, some have him as a power forward. And that's going to be determined by somebody so young. I think Noah is one of the youngest, I think the second youngest player in this draft, if I'm not mistaken. But this is a guy that has a lot of defensive versatility. You talk about that switchable defender that can guard multiple positions. That's what it looks like Noah Asenge is going to be, or Asenge, is going to be at the next level in the NBA. And so, it really kind of goes in the mold of what the Chicago Bulls are looking at. People that do have him connected to the Chicago Bulls, Casey Johnson from CHSN mentioned him, as well as Joe Cowley from the Chicago Sun-Times also mentioned that this is a guy that is on the Bulls board when it all comes down to it. So that's player there and Noah. Let's see what the Bulls do. Next up, Kyler Murray Boyles. Now, this is a player that, it's been back and forth over the interest that the Chicago Bulls actually do have in him. The physicality that he brings both offensively and defensively, his on-ball defense, his off-ball defense are all next level. I have my concerns about him offensively in the NBA, but the thing that he does well, he does damn good, right? He is a very, very, very good defender. And that's something that you could see making an impact right away in the NBA. Now, the offense, I think he's going to have to learn. People like love making the Draymond Green comparisons. But the thing is that Draymond's the only player like Draymond. And even Draymond Green went to a situation to where they had the roster and a coach and a system that really had made him fit. If he went to almost any other team, I don't know if we would have seen that. And so I think that's going to be really important as well for Kyler Murray Boyles, no matter who drafts him, is going to be, do they have the system? Do they have the scheme? And do they have the players around him that's going to be able to take advantage of the things that he does the best? And I don't think he's the passer that Draymond is. You look at Kyler Murray Boyles, 2.4 assists, 2.4 turnovers. He's going to have to get a lot better than that. Now, with better teammates around you, hopefully that goes down some. But good things around him. NBA-ready body. He has the frame when it comes down to it, the strength. See what happens there. And CHSN, Casey Johnson, and Joe Cowley are both two outlets that have him connected to the Chicago Bulls. Next up, Derek Queen. And this is on Jeremy Wu and his most recent draft. He talked about the chance of the Bulls going after Derek Queen if he does slide. It does seem like Derek Queen may very well slide in this draft. Now, personally, I don't think he gets past now the Suns at number 10. I know they could also go point guard, so that if they go a different position, that's the only one. But I think Derek Queen, as well, there's been some draft talk around him about a slide. Keep in mind, I mean, after the NCAA tournament, a lot of people talked about him potentially being a top five pick in this draft. I don't think that's going to happen anymore, and that's perfectly fine. I still think that he has so much offensive upside. He's another tough player, but the athleticism part has concerned a lot of teams when it came down to it. It has, and I think that's been something that's made him slide. The defensive aspect of it, too, has been a reason why he slid down a multiple draft board. So that's what you're looking at there. But Derek Queen is somebody that is also linked to the Chicago Bulls. Again, ESPN has him there. Juan Berenguer. Now, this is a player that a lot now have the Bulls linked to after the Bulls worked him out this week. And that is The Athletic. Sam Vecchi has him linked there. Jeremy Wu of ESPN and Casey Johnson said on the most recent episode of CHSN that he is a name that they're hearing around the Chicago Bulls as well. Now Juan Berenguer is a player that is just raw upside. He is very raw. But like I said in yesterday's episode, the fact that he has legit size, the legit wingspan, and he's already 230 pounds. Now, he's going to have to put on more weight if he's going to eventually be a center at the next level. But the ability that he has as a switchable big, the rim protection, a rim runner, and a lob threat. And like I said, if you have, with the way that the Bulls like to get out in the open court, with having Kobe White and Josh Giddey as rebounding guards, right? And that adds into the rebounding you have around the team, but their ability to push the fast break coming right off a rebound with their ability to do that, that could put potentially Juan Berenguer in an amazing position where his natural athleticism, length, and lob threat ability is used right away on this level. I think even with Ayo Dosunmu, because I don't think that any rookie that we draft here is a starter right away, but I do think that Berenguer coming off the bench, you know, Ayo Dosunmu is going to be coming off that bench. As of right now, Lonzo Ball is also going to be coming off that bench. Those are another two players that can get, when getting out in the open court, really good decision makers in transition, and Berenguer can really thrive off that. The defensive aspect of Berenguer is what has me most enticed. A lot of people have made comparisons to Joakim Noah with Asa Newell. I look at Berenguer as that player that I think he has that upside. I think he has that defensive ability that Joe had. That's what I think that Juan Berenguer can bring to this team. Now, is he going to have the mentality of a Joakim Noah? That's the question that you have there, and that's what we just don't know as of yet. But we'll see what happens there. Again, this is a guy that's gonna take years to be his the best version of himself. The question is how productive can he be while he's turning in and developing to that version of himself? And because of those things that I said before, I think that he can find a path there definitely for the Chicago Bulls. Next up, Danny Wolf. The Athletic and ESPN have both linked Danny Wolf to the Chicago Bulls, and it's Danny Wolf, and what happens with him in this draft is going to be very interesting to watch, mainly because Danny Wolf offensively has everything that you could really ask for. You're talking about a more modern big man that can do it all: pass, shoot, score on the block, score on the in the post, right? Danny Wolf can do all those things. Defensively, there are some questions there about Danny Wolf, right? But I think the versatility that he brings offensively could be something that entices a lot of teams, including the Chicago Bulls, right? A big that can attack off the pick and roll, both as a passer and as the roll man. Listen, that's something that's really good there. He can facilitate some for you. So I like Danny Wolf in this draft. I do think Danny Wolf has one of the chances, regardless of who drafts him, to be one of those guys that, per his draft position, ends up being one of the better players in this draft. I just believe that of Danny Wolf. I think it's going to be very hard for him not to succeed at the next level. Now, he may not be some amazing defender. That is what it is when it comes down to it. But I do think that he has a chance to be a really good contributor for you. But let me know what you guys think on Danny Wolf. Next, one of my favorite guys in this draft, I think because of the floor that he offers defensively, that's Thomas Sorber. ESPN has linked him to the Chicago Bulls. He probably has the best two-way potential of any big in this draft, not named Kamon Malawak. Even then, I would kind of think that he's a more proven offensive commodity than Kamon. But again, take your pick of your poison. But Thomas Sorber, where he lacks in height, he makes up in size at already being 265 pounds, has a 7'5 wingspan as well. He's tough defensively. He has that. He has elite rim protection already right away. With the ability that he doesn't foul. That's the thing. What he gets in steals, what he gets in rebounds, and the fact that he's a very active defender as a big, that does not foul. That's what some of the things that make me love Thomas Sorber. He has high motor when it comes down to it. And like I said, one of the things that is not talked enough about him as well is his passing ability. I'm not saying he's a passer like Danny Wolfe. He's not. But I do think he's a better passer than people are giving him credit for. And I do think if things slow down in the half court, that he can be a better passer than people are expecting from him there. Thomas Sorber is definitely somebody I love in this draft. Next up, Kasparis Jokiciūnas. Now, this is one of my least favorite prospects for the Bulls in this draft. I am an Illini fan. I watch a lot of Illini basketball, and I just don't see it when it comes to him. Not to say that he doesn't have skill. He does. But coming to this team, I just don't know. Some of his best skill sets are overlapped with some of Giddey's best skill sets, and I just don't know how that helps you. Right now, his jumper comes and goes. He started off last year, the NCAA, kind of more hot shooting-wise and then fell off. But when in watching the Illinois Illini play, you see that in some of the bigger games, he disappears. Well, as a scorer, right, as a shooter. Now, he's always that passer, always that solid rebounder. But I just have my concerns about him when it comes down to it. He's one of my least favorite prospects for the Bulls in this draft. But, you know, I hope a team that if it is the Suns or it is the Nets that do need a point guard, that have kind of better things around them, I think that that's a better option for Kasparis Jokiciūnas. But that's my personal opinion. Next up, Igor Dimon. Listen, there's been a lot of talk around Igor Dimon in the Chicago Bulls. The Athletic really
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In part with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the ones so much of really keeping that in NBADraft.net, my preferred mock. I told you guys, look at the mock the day of the draft. They have the Bulls drafting Igor Dimon today. And this is the mock that just updated today. And that really, it hurts my heart that that's where they are. And keep in mind, they're my preferred mock draft. And that's why I tell you guys, listen, I'm always going to give it to you real. That's my preferred mock draft. And they got the Bulls drafting Igor Dimon at number 12 there. So take that for what you will. But Igor is another player that has a lot of similarities to Josh Giddey. But, you know, he's younger. I do think he has more shooting upside than what Giddey had at the same age. It's something that you definitely want to look at when it comes down to that part of it. But overall, I just don't understand that why that would be where they would go right now, considering some of the other players are going to be on the board unless a move is coming. But, hey, you know, it's the Chicago Bulls. It's AK. I always say it, he sees the world very, very differently than most of us. And so we'll see what ends up happening with that one. But Igor Dimon is the guy there. Next up, Kaman Malowak. This comes from The Athletic and Sam Vicini again. Listen, I don't think that Kaman is going to fall to the Bulls. I do think this is that there are and there has been some talk of the Bulls actually a part of their trade-up calls that they've been making is to move up and try to get Kaman Malowak. Now, if that's what they want to do, I'm not mad at it. I don't think Kaman falls here. I've heard through some back channels that he has a promise in the top eight. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to always prove. Teams make multiple promises to multiple players just so they can kind of, you know, lock in their guy. But, well, we'll see what happens there. Kaman would be a hell of a fall to get there to number 12 at the Bulls. But if he's there at number 12, I think that it would be hard-pressed for the Bulls to kind of pass up Kaman and the potential that he has here as a defensive big at the next level in the NBA. Personally, that's just what I think. Kaman, very raw player. I think that he has more offense than he's gotten to show at Duke because of how that team kind of worked out in the role that they had him playing. They had him guarding out of the paint a lot sometimes, too, so that's why the rebounding numbers were a little bit lower. But I think Kaman is a prospect, and he's a prospect that a lot of Bulls fans came into this draft hoping and praying that they could get before the draft process started. Now, as it happens, you kind of get more realistic on some players and you start going through with a fine-tooth comb. But if Kaman's there at number 12 and the Bulls pass up on him and take a guard, you better prepare because it's going to be a riot, I think, in the streets. It's going to be a riot in the city. All right, next up, Cedric Coward. The Athletic, again, has the Bulls linked to Cedric Coward. And this is Cedric Coward is the type of player that, to me, fits the way that AKs like to do things, right? Both Cedric Coward and Carter Bryant are two players that have been linked to the Bulls. I think both of them bring similar things that AK is like. Now, I think Carter Bryant is going to go higher than Cedric Coward for sure. Cedric, I think right away as a defender, a catch and shoot, a player to shoot threes, he fits right in with what the Bulls want to do. If you're talking about taking a player that can come in and probably, you know, I think that, I don't know if he does it right away, but I think by the end of the season, he could very well replace Kevin Huerter as a starting three because he has better defensive upside. He's really good as a catch and shoot player, so he still provides some spacing as well. And I think that he has more of ability to create his own shot. How that's going to work out in the NBA level, we shall see. But I think that's the thing that you're looking at when it comes down to that. So really good mechanics on the shot, all those type of things. Cedric Coward is a really nice prospect in this draft. And Carter Bryant is a guy, prototypical 3-and-D guy. I think he slots in, much like Cedric Coward, right there at the three between Kobe and between Modest Buzelis to where you're not looking to change a whole lot of what you have going on, and you provide that three-point shooting, that versatile defender that you need there. Carter Bryant is another player that I really like if the Chicago Bulls draft. Again, you see what happens there. I don't think he's going to fall there, but if he is on the board, I do think the Bulls are going to have a difficult look and a chance to pass up on him. Now, the last player here is Asa Newell. And this is a guy that's been all up and down the draft board. Some have him going as low as 20. Some have him going as high as 11th. He's just been moving up and down throughout this entire draft process. But I do think Joe Cowley recently did mention him as a player that the Bulls are very interested in. And we'll just see how that has to shake down when it comes down to it. Asa Newell, the size, and can he be a center is the question that you have to ask there. Can he be a center? But he's high energy. Defensive versatility, all those type of things are really there. Second chance points, Merchant as well. He's going to get a lot of second chance points. He can run the floor really well. And he has that upside of shooting that three ball, which he did well in the combine and reportedly in his workout with the Chicago Bulls. So you're looking at those two things there that I think that you can see himself working out. So we'll see what happens there. But that's really who the places that have the Bulls linked to now on the morning of draft day. What the Chicago Bulls actually do, well, as we always know, that is a story for another day because you just never know with AK and Eversley. But with that said, we do also have a couple of other rumors surrounding the Chicago Bulls. So apparently the Bulls are getting a lot of offers on both Lonzo Ball and Coby White leading into the draft. This comes from Brett Siegel, who released his information, said this: the Bulls continue to receive calls from teams inquiring about Lonzo Ball. Chicago has not yet signaled whether they would be willing to trade the 27-year-old guard who fought hard to make a comeback from multiple knee surgeries. Both Ball and Kobe are receiving a lot of interest. Now, we know that the Bulls, per Casey Johnson, he said recently, just a couple days ago, that from what he heard, that there's not a desire to move Coby White at this time. Now, Lonzo Ball is different, right? Now, a lot of people, my co-host over on Locked On Bulls, shout out to Pat, has made a lot about the Bulls not trading Lonzo Ball, and I have to, in fairness, not trading Lonzo Ball what became the 18th overall pick. Now, coming back into this draft, and you look at the point guards that are moving around and teams that need point guards. Hell, Indy now needs a point guard while Tyrese Halliburton's out. Dallas still needs a point guard, right? They're still a team that could use really good point guard play as well, right? So, you know, you have a team like Memphis as well, who reportedly has sniffed around the Lonzo Ball thing. They could use a more veteran point guard. So I'm sure there are teams that are interested in Lonzo. The question is what's the fair trade value for Lonzo Ball? And we may find that out today on draft day. If he's moved today on the draft, great, right? What's the combination of talent or picks that the Bulls are looking for Lonzo? Now, we have heard that the Bulls could be looking to get back into the first round of this draft. If Lonzo is the piece that gets them back into the first, where they can draft their big later while taking whatever the best player available there at number 12, I don't think many Bulls fans are going to be mad at that. Like, Lonzo made his comeback, and shots out and much love to Lonzo Ball for what he was able to do. I want to be clear on that. But at the same time, you owe it to your team to figure out what you can do best. And that's what it comes down to. And we shall see what happens there with Lonzo Ball. And if the Bulls do end up moving him in this draft. Again, I don't really have a finger on the pulse of that, but we shall see what's going to happen there. Another bit of news that also dropped out early this morning as well is that, according to Joe Cowley, the Chicago Bulls aren't just listening to offers for P. Will, that it is now become one of their top priorities to find a deal where they can move Patrick Williams from. This comes from Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times that says this. According to a source, the Bulls and Karnišova have been more responsive to trade talks than they have been in the past when it comes to Patrick Williams. Ball, Vooch, and White are all possibilities to be moved, but the name atop of Karnišova's list to deal entering the first round of the draft on Wednesday is Patrick Williams. Welcome to the party, AK. Welcome to the party. Listen, it's crazy that you're looking to trade him, that now it's your top priority the year after you gave him a full 5-year deal, but good for recognition there. Now, I don't know if this points to what position the Bulls could be focused on, or if this is just a byproduct of Patrick Williams has been disappointing. If you can move him, move him. And the question that's going to come down to this is, what do you have to package with Patrick Williams to move him? Or is the team really just that is that's in complete development mode? Maybe they want to take a risk on Patrick Williams. But I do think that even if it's the second round pick, I do think you're going to have to attach an asset to Patrick Williams to be able to move him personally. Now, if I'm wrong on that, I'm wrong on that. But it does seem like that is probably what you're going to get here. And we'll just see how it all shakes out when it's all said and done. So that is our draft update on the day of the draft. The Bulls reportedly, you know, a top priority by AK is to move Patrick Williams. Lonzo Ball is also garnering trade interest, and a bevy of picks potentially there that the Chicago Bulls could take at the number 12 that all make different levels of sense for the Chicago Bulls. And we're just going to see how it shakes out. But draft day is always an exciting day on the channel. We will be live during the draft, so make sure you guys stay in tune with us for that. Should be a very fun night of basketball talk and everything going on around this draft. So make sure you guys stay in tune with us. If you want to go over to Playback as well, Chi-Town Sports Central over on Playback. If you want to watch the draft live with us, you guys can do so there. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing, and I can't wait to see what the Chicago Bulls do. Let's go ahead and have some fun with it. In the comment section over on YouTube, leave the player that you today, the day of the draft, not a list of players. I want to hear definitive picks from you guys. Who do you think the Bulls are taking today at number 12? If the people that get it right, maybe they got something coming for them. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullCentralPod@gmail.com. And lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like we like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Let's legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.